Come out of the world, oh my people.
Welcome to Torah Life Ministries, teaching about the instructions of our Creator and putting His Word into action. From suffering well to living a blessed life, looking forward to the hope and future that awaits true believers of the faith. Welcome to the show with your host, Paul Nisan.
Praise our wonderful Creator for this blessed day. And as I was speaking to you in a previous message, I welcome you all here today, and I want you to keep lifting them up in prayer. We're not always going to understand what Yahweh is doing in our life, and why He puts us through some things, and why He wants us to go through certain things. We don't always understand this, but He wants us to trust Him, not just when we understand what He's doing, but he wants us to trust Him when we have no idea what's going on, when we don't know. He wants us to trust Him. Faith without seeing. You know, He says, you believe because you see, but what about faith without seeing? So what are we supposed to do when we don't understand what He's doing in our lives, and how are we supposed to act and react? And what are we supposed to do when we don't understand clearly what is happening? We need to bear it all out there. We need to understand what scriptures say and go to scripture and read scripture. In Jeremiah 29 verses 12 and 13, it says, then you will call upon me and come and pray to me, and I will hear you. You will seek me and find me when you seek me with all your heart. So there are many of us out there that we're not hearing from Him. Do you know when you open up your Bible, you open up your word, that's Him speaking to you? Many of us aren't reading our Bibles enough. Many of us aren't just finding our time to come to Him in a quiet place every day. How do you expect to hear with all the distractions out there? So at all times, we should go to Him and bring it all to Him and talk to Him. But when times are hard, as we discussed in a previous message, He has to be our refuge. And He wants us to run to Him before we run to doctors and all these other places. He also wants us to do with joy. To know the truth of Yahshua. And that will set us free from all the struggles and worries and pains of this world. To stop having self-doubt and having more of a trust in Him. And to sing praises to Him. You know, many people think it's hard to sing when things are going bad. That's not what the scriptures show us. The scriptures showed us when things weren't going according to the way they should, singing was what helped them survive. Singing was helped them survive all the depression, the turmoil, the worry, and the fear, and everything else. And they didn't just sing, they sang with praise, trusting Yahweh, knowing that they would persevere through these trials. And amongst all these things, no matter what you're going through, never, ever, ever give up hope. Never give up hope. James 1 verse 12 says, blessed is the man who remains steadfast under trial. For when he has stood the test, he will receive the crown of life which Yahweh has promised those who love Him. So please, please don't get to despair or give up hope. But if we want our Creator to respond to the things we're going through and to help us overcome these things, we need in return to be honest with Him. And that starts with being honest with ourselves. So, you know, we have to be honest with ourselves and the reality of what we're doing and how we're doing it and how much time we're truly giving Him. You know, and so these are the things we need to do. And the way we're facing these things. So be honest with your struggles, your thoughts, and to pray to Him about these different things. He doesn't need you to tell Him, but He wants you to tell Him. He can heal you with one breath, with one word. He could heal you. And your whole situation, He could turn around. But the scriptural evidence shows that He wants us to come to Him. And trust Him and ask Him and understand who he is. You know, he wants us to be honest with him and share what we're going through, to share our feelings with him, to share everything that's happening in our lives. And I ask you, when's the last time you've done that? When's the last time you actually spoke to him and just not asking him for something like money or a bigger house or about some business transaction or something like that? When is the last time you spoke to him and you told him truly what you're feeling and thinking? Something that maybe you'd be embarrassed to tell another human being, but you can't be embarrassed to tell it to a wonderful creator. First of all, he knows what you're thinking before you even speak, but he wants you to have a dialogue with him. That's what prayer is. And he wants you to talk to him, and he wants to help you. Many of us get caught up in worldly things and addicted to things that you know we have no control over, and they're usually not good things. You know, and he doesn't want us to fall in that trap to think we can't get out of that. But we first have to admit that we have an issue, that something's not right. We should be seeking him and his word and not worldly items and worldly things. But often this isn't the thing that's happening. With so much worry and fear and people saying, just if only my car works today, and if only I get a good report from the doctor today, or if only I find some money today to pay my bills and all this stuff. What about if only I could hear from Yahweh today? What about if I could only find time to be with Yahweh today? You know, we must not put anything in front of him. You know, and whatever it is, tell him what you're thinking. And then let his word speak back to you. So he wants to give you life. He says in the word, I take no pleasure in the death of wicked people. I only want them to change from their wicked ways so they would live. Remember, John 10:10 says, a thief comes to only steal, kill, and destroy. Yahweh came that we may have life and have it abundantly. Good and not disaster, a future and a hope. I encourage you all this day that's a not a possibility only, but a reality of what the result is of coming to him daily and speaking to him. So no matter what thoughts you're having, ideas you're having, or anything you think you're going through and everything else that no one's going through, you're not alone. Everyone's going through something. The only difference is some people have Yahweh as their refuge and others don't. Some people try to heal this and take care of this all by themselves. But those that have that relationship with Yahweh knows that Yahweh's the one that's going to determine the outcome. We just got to listen to him in the way he's speaking to us through his word and what he's telling us. And that's the difference between suffering and suffering well, a big difference. So I want to implore all of you to, if you have any negative thoughts or doubt, change those thoughts around. Change those thoughts around. If you're in despair, change that around and sing a song to him today. Hallelujah. All throughout the scripture, you see many of the old hymns, they weren't because somebody won a lot of money or things were going great. No. Many of them were written because the tragedies that happened in people's lives. And it moved them to write a song. And those songs have been lasting now for hundreds of years because they're so powerful and so true. And that's how Yahweh wants us to be in what we're going through. Speaking to him, praying to him, singing to him, reading his word. Remember that. We need to begin with changing our thoughts. And when the Bible says repentance brings refreshing, repentance just doesn't mean some tear coming down our eyes. Repentance means we truly are going to change our mind about things we've been doing that we know we shouldn't have been doing to begin with, and we shouldn't be doing to keep moving forward. We need to change those ways and change our lives around. And every one of us has an opportunity to do it, no matter where we are. You know, I don't know what each person is going through on an individual level, but I know that we're all dealing with something. We're all dealing with something. And it might not, that something might not seem significant to us because we're not dealing with that particular thing. But when that particular thing happens to us, all of a sudden it becomes a tremendous problem, a tremendous issue. Something we may have never even thought about before in our whole life, but all of a sudden a situation arises and now we can't think about anything else but that particular situation. We need to prepare ourselves before things like this happen and train ourselves to understand and know that the first place we need to go is to our Creator. Go to His Word, go to prayer before emotionally reacting to these different things. And we need to have a plan. Because there are not only things that people are going through now, but there are things that people are going to go through. All of us are not going to escape these things of getting through life without never going through anything. We're all going to go through something. And as I said, whether it's significant to you now or not, things change when things change. But we have to have a plan that we're going to stick to no matter what. And that plan should involve praising our wonderful Creator, knowing that He's in control, speaking to Him. He's going to help us get through this. But we have to learn and teach ourselves to trust Him, not only when times are good, but especially when times are bad. We need to trust Him. Are you ready and willing to do that, to fully trust Him? You might say you do that now, but things might be good in your life now. Are you going to fully be ready to trust Him when things aren't great in your life? I know a lot of people that are going through bad stuff, but they're not willing to come to Him and submit to Him. They have all these what ifs and becauses and all these negative emotions of blaming people and revenge and hatefulness on in their thoughts and just everything about them is just dim. The worst of all things is they don't acknowledge a wonderful Creator at all. And if they do, it's not in a good way. It's not going to help anyone. We need to turn that around and we need to praise our Creator for all things. Praise Him for all things. If you're listening to this right now, just say, all things. Say it out loud. All things. Hallelujah. All things. Not some things. Not only good things, but all things. Praise Him. Why? Because He's in control. And you might not like the circumstances you're going through right now or the things you're dealing with right now. But just because you don't like it doesn't mean that He's not making this happen to you for a reason, or He's not letting you do this for a reason. We need to go to Him and thank Him for everything we're going through because He has a plan. And according to the Word, it says there's a plan before each man that seems right, but ends in death. But Yahweh gives us a plan that leads to a future in our life, a future and a hope. So when man is giving you all this lack of hope, when doctors are giving you negative reports, when the bank's calling you because your bills are piling up and you have no money, when you got all these negative things coming on in your life, people talk to you negatively. You might be in a relationship, somebody's talked to you negatively. Your own boss at work and your own children might be speaking to you negatively. And instead of you thinking, oh, well, how can they speak to me like that? I raised them and look how they're talking to me. Or how can that boss talk to me like that? I do so much for him. Or how can that relationship be going bad because I do it? Instead of trying to defend these things, praise our wonderful Creator. Father, maybe you're trying to speak to me. Maybe I'm missing something. Take away any pride. Humble me. Humble me and help me. Help me to praise you of all things, to be happy and joyful, no matter what people are saying to me. When I was a child, people told me sticks and stones may break my bones, but names will never hurt me. Well, why when we get older, we let names hurt us? Why when we get older, do we let the way certain people speak to us hurt us? Father Yahweh, give me a deaf ear to those that are speaking things that are not of you. Father Yahweh, give me no sight to see those things that are not of your holy purity. Father Yahweh, cleanse my ears to only hear things that example the joy that you want to give in your word, Father, that I would hear your whispers will be loud to me, that I would just hear the good, holy, and pure things and give me a deaf ear to those things that are not of you. Father, take my heart and circumcise it. and help me to only feel good and pure things, and to just see the good and pure in people, and to give them grace, but to do it with enough discernment and wisdom, where I'm not gullible and getting myself in situations I shouldn't be in. Father, forgive us for allowing these things to happen. Let no impure thing come before my sight or my ears or my eyes or out of my mouth. We thank you, Father, for this blessed day. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. How is it that some people just completely miss certain things? They completely miss certain things. What are we focused on? How is it that some men and today some women are completely addicted to pornography, where other men and women completely have a blind eye to that? Why is it that some people are addicted to alcohol, where other people have no struggle with that at all? Why do some people suffer from certain addictions, drug addictions, caffeine addiction, smoke addiction, when other people don't suffer that at all? What makes a person so disciplined and diligent not to focus on those things? No. Father, whatever part of my mind, body, or spirit, whatever part of my soul, whatever I need to do, Father, to get out of a struggle or a battle that I'm dealing with, you paved the way to show me that we as humans don't need to deal with these struggles. We as human beings cannot have any temptation at all from things that are not of you. This isn't something that I'm asking you to do in me that's never been done before. And I'm not asking to be like other people, Father. I just know that you are my creator, and you created it within me not to have to face the struggles of the world. Yes, I thank you, Father, for giving me that opportunity. Now help me capture that opportunity. Lead me to the things that are going to close my ear, shut my eye, and control my mouth, to only exalt the things that are of you, to close my eyes to things that are not of you, my ear to the things that are not of you, close my heart to the things not of you. And as the enemy tries to bring those things and tempt us and corrupt us and to change us, Father, I know you give me life. You give me life. Hallelujah. So there are some people, folks, that could look at the word and not understand it and not see it. It's not just words on a paper. They have to come alive like those 3D pictures. You look at them, and all of a sudden, they come alive. And I'm telling you, when you read the scripture, that should be what's happening. They should be coming alive. They're not just words on a scripture. But what happens? We get into despair. Something's not going our way. We had a bad day. And then we start to decline spiritually. We start to decline. You know, and don't be naive to think that this can't happen to you. We take all these examples. Take the example of Aaron, who was second in command when Moses and him were around. And Moses went up to the mountain, and Aaron was there. Aaron was in charge. Moses went up quite confident. He's going to have a meeting with a wonderful creator. And he's leaving Aaron in charge of all the hundreds of thousands of people down at the bottom of the mountain. What can go wrong, right? And then he comes down, and there's a golden calf, and the people are just worshiping it. Moses is bewildered. What in the world is going on here? Aaron, how can you let this happen? How? And Aaron had access to our Creator. Speak to him. So don't be naive to think, no matter where you are in your life, these things can't happen to you. And then on top of that, Aaron tried to cover it up. Oh, well, it wasn't me. I just threw the stuff in the fire, and this is what came out. So that is, we got to be careful. You know, we got to be honest with ourselves and honest with our Creator. So 2 Corinthians 10, verse 5 says, we are destroying speculations of every lofty thing raised up against the knowledge of Yahweh. And we are taking every thought captive to the obedience of Yahshua. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. This is where you want to put yourself. And to understand the love of a wonderful creator. And to help you to overcome these different things. That he's given us the opportunity to do. So keep this in mind when you're praying. And just being honest with him. Being honest with yourself. Ask him. Everyone right now that's watching, circumcise my heart, Father. Circumcise my heart. Change it around. I want a new heart every day. Restore it. Make it more pure, more holy, Father. We need to understand the love relationship that he desires that we have with him. We need to get this. Don't get upset, mad, worried if your things aren't going perfect in your life. But fix them. But fix them. People say, well, I'm doing all I could do. If you were doing all you could do, you'd be hearing from our Creator. You'd be in joy with him. You're doing all you could do for what? For our Creator or for the enemy? Don't leave any stone unturned. Cover all of the different things. Prayer, fellowship, singing, dancing, taking care of your temple, eating great, exercising, everything. Nothing open for the enemy to get in. That's what you want to do. You know, and we think about what area of our life are we slipping up? What area of our life are we not doing all we could be doing? You know, a lot of Christians contact me and they say, oh, well, you know, I have a disease or I'm going through this. I say, well, are you following the commandments of our wonderful Creator? Or are you following what the Christian church is telling you? And then you get two kind of replies. You get either the normal Christian reply of, well, we don't need to do that, completely going against the word of our Creator, or we get the reply, I didn't know that. I want to do that. I want to cover all my bases. And we get the people that say they're following his commandments, whatever, and they just, there's other areas that they're not doing certain things. Oftentimes, they're not keeping their body clean with the, you know, they might be eating so-called clean food or doing these certain things to fulfill the commandments, but at the same time, they're treating their body like a trash bag. You know, and putting all these things and these drugs and chemicals in our bodies. And then there are many people that, oh, they'll take care of their bodies physically and spiritually. They're trying to do all the things that the Creator says to do in his holy word and try to follow the example of Yeshua. But they let their minds become a trash bag because they spend all time, they're addicted to the media and the news outlets. And they have no joy in their life at all. No joy in our life. You understand the difference between happiness and unhappiness versus joy? Happiness or unhappiness is determined from the outside coming in. It means something that's going to happen is going to determine my feelings. If something happens that I like, then it's happy. If something happens that I don't like, then it's unhappy. But it's based on something that's happening. Joy, on the other hand, comes from a relationship with our Creator and knowing him. It comes from the inside. And regardless of what's going on the outside, no one can take away our joy if we're in the right place with him. Remember the verse, be still and know that I am Yahweh. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So he desires that loving relationship. So please, 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 please. I pray somebody's hearing what I'm saying. I pray it's going to help somebody today because, as I said, we're all going through something. We're all going through something. But lift it up to Yahweh. Lift it up to him and name it and claim it. Father Yahweh, help me to overcome and name what it is, whether it's an addiction, whether it's doubt, whether it's fear of man. Name what it is. Father, help me to overcome this. And then rebuke anything that's not of him. In the name of Yahshua and by the power of his blood, I command anything that is not of you, Father, to be gone in this life. And just you would guide me and be the only one to guide me, your holy word and everything about you. Praise Yah. Praise Yah. I really pray that, you know, it's going to help you. It's going to help you because it's helped me and it does help me. As I said, we're all going through stuff. I go through stuff. We all go through stuff. But how we deal with it, there's differences there. So I pray that you're getting this. All right, everybody? Have a blessed day, and Yah be with you, and shalom, shalom.
I want to thank everybody for listening to this program here, and I want to thank you for your prayers and your support of this program. Please go to my website, TorahLifeMinistries.org, and you can see many other messages of the past that can help you heal and can help you understand our Creator more clearly. And I continue to do videos every single day. I'm doing stuff with the ministry, but you can go to my YouTube page at Torah Life Ministries. We do live prayer every morning at 6 a.m. and we have live fellowship every Friday evening at 8 p.m. And I believe praying together corporately and meeting together in fellowship are two important things. So that's why I offer that to you. And I look forward to meeting you through there. If you have any comments or questions, you can contact me through my website, and I'm happy to talk to you about these things. There are many people today that are being misled, and they don't understand why Yahweh's allowing things to happen in their life and things that are going on around them, and they don't have the peace and the joy because they have so much confusion. And our Creator is not the author of confusion. We know who is. He wants us to stick to his path and his plan, and his plan says he offers us a future and a hope. Plans for good and not disaster. So I pray that no matter what situation you're in right now, no matter who you are, I know there are many of you going through tough times and you just don't know and understand why our Creator wants these things to happen. And, you know, we still need the scales lifted from our eyes in many of these areas. But he says on his timing, he will open up our eyes and allow us to see and understand these things. And he will show us a more excellent way. So thank you, everybody, for listening today. And have a blessed day. And shalom, shalom.
Come out of the world.
You have been listening to Torah Life Ministries with your host, Paul Nisan. If you would like to learn more, please visit TorahLifeMinistries.org or call 917-407-2270. This program is made possible by the generous support of listeners like you. To donate, visit the website at TorahLifeMinistries.org or send your gift to Torah Life Ministries, P.O. Box 16156, West Palm Beach, Florida 33416. And thank you for your prayers and generous support.
Torah Life Ministry.
In a world that keeps going crazy, in a world where nothing stays the same, deep in my soul,
heal them.